One of the things that I really liked, and again, I don't think I'm giving it away when I say this because this is a documentary, is that the sort of switch that he's not, as much as it seems like he's a crazy character and he swears and he's off the top, he's smart enough to realize when things change right away. Like, he had his impressions of the so-called audience that would watch these videos, basically thinking they're morons. And then when he goes to that Found Film Festival, which I thought was a great place to go, and sort of talks, he realizes it, and he doesn't get curmudgeonly about it. He turns around right away and realizes this. So he's smart enough to realize the truth in things like this, rather than sort of stick to an old adage like a lot of curmudgeons might, particularly of his age. You know, the internet doesn't work, this isn't good, back in my day. He doesn't seem to have that concept. Now, that might be there, but it didn't come out when he met and spoke to these people at that festival. He seemed to be very open and genuine and really believed that they sort of liked him and liked what had happened, rather than just calling them idiots for liking some raving lunatic for 10 minutes.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think for me, that was the most gratifying moment. Is I knew going into this that the people who enjoyed his clip and rewatched it and were rabid fans of it were that way because they really appreciated the clip as almost a kind of stand-up routine or you know, some incredible bootleg of their favorite band or something. And I realized that it could be viewed differently by Jack, and I wanted him to experience the pleasure and, you know, find some type of satisfaction in the fact that people responded, you know, so empathetically to this clip. And you know, if nothing else, you see Jack realized that the people who enjoy this are not, to quote him, room-temperature IQ'd idiots, but that there's a real sense of camaraderie, and people appreciate him for who he is and what he has to say. And I love that end scene in the film as you watch this sort of wash over him, you know, and everything leading up to that point shows he and I fighting as we're sort of struggling over how he wants to be represented on camera. And what I have come to realize, and I think slowly grew to realize while we were filming, is that I was the surrogate for that audience. Mm-hmm. You know, I was his way to understand that, you know, this clip was as popular as it was, and it took more than just me at the end to help him understand that. And that was, so I think, you know, his experience of meeting hundreds of people and signing autographs and taking pictures and having them, you know, really respond to him is very powerful for that reason, because you see this old hermit who has sort of lost faith in the world get reintroduced to society to some extent and realize that, you know, maybe it's not as bad as he once thought.
Well, it's, you know, it's a tribute to you in a way, because, I mean, there is a real delicate balance of walking that line with a character like this, where you can sort of put him up to ridicule again, and you can still do well. Like, look at, you know, Jackass, for instance, right? All these people doing this, it makes a fortune, and people are interested. You could have gone in that direction a little bit more, but I felt it was a delicate balance where you were being honest with your viewers, with yourself, and with him. So when he goes off on his tangent, you're not trying to rein him in as much, but you're also not pushing him so much to sort of, oh, we want the yelling, screaming guy. So, you know, go yell and scream over there because this calm guy's not working for me. It was,
right.
It's important for, I think, the audience to know that you didn't do that and you let it happen sort of organically. And that I do have one question, though, which is interesting, is when you met him the first time and he was, as he puts it, Mary Poppins, did you suddenly, like, what was your reaction before he called you back? Were you like, what am I going to do with this movie now? Or,
yeah, pretty much. I thought, well, I've got a really short film on my hands. You know? But it also, you know, conversely, when he did call me back, I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, like, you got to be careful what you wish for, because, you know, what I was hoping to find, I found in spades. You know, I found a curmudgeonly hermit that wanted to voice his opinion and, you know, sort of give it to you both barrels. And so there is a certain amount of responsibility that comes with something like that, with, you know, uncovering that box and establishing that type of relationship with somebody. And so I just felt like I wanted to be honest about that. And I think that, I mean, I hope if the movie works for people, it works on a level where they come along for a ride and they go on this adventure with me, and they leave feeling as if they've really connected to another person. And, you know, I certainly didn't intend for this to be a large subplot of the story, but I think that it has, the outcome has sort of happened, regardless of if I intended it to or not, is that it, you know, the final film takes on a certain aspect that the viral video has, which is that you do get to see behind the scenes of making it, and you do feel as if you establish a connection with these two people. And, you know, I think a lot of this, things like Facebook and YouTube and our ability to network and communicate with people, I think the idealism behind it is great. It's enabling us to connect with each other. But actually what it does is it allows us only to connect in a certain way, in kind of a more surface way. And in this particular instance, I'm able to sort of go beyond that and really connect with another person via this type of communication. And I think that's what audiences really like about the film. You know, there's this unlikely friendship that is established by the end.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you didn't put yourself too much in it, which I thought was good too. Like, even though your voice and everything is in there, you know, you're focusing on him and the story. Right.
It's important to note that this is my first film ever where I've even used voiceover.
Yeah.
It's alone been a character in front of the camera. All my other work has been, with me solidly behind the camera and not participating necessarily, or at least on screen. So, I never intended to be a character in this film, but I got drawn into it as my relationship with Jack deepened, and that slowly began to dawn on me that was the story that was unfolding.
Yeah, well, like I said, I enjoyed it a lot, and I wish you the best success. How long are you staying at the TIFF Bell Lightbox? Do you know how long your engagement is yet, or?
The film is going to run for at least a week, and hopefully if it does well, it'll be extended beyond that.
Oh, nice.
Jack and I will be there doing Q&As tonight after the 6:45 and the 9:30 shows, and then Jack has to leave tomorrow morning, but I'll stay together with my producer, Joel Heller, on Friday night, and Joel and I will do Q&As together on Friday. So I hope everybody can come out.
Is there anything that you wanted to sort of last comment in regards to either the film or Jack or anything, you know, because
sure.
I know you've had a huge, you know, you've gone to a ton of festivals and you've done a lot of stuff. So if you can just, you know, throw that out at us.
Absolutely. Well, I think the main thing I want people to take away is that this is a really fun movie to see with an audience. This is, you know, it's the type of film that's best enjoyed with a group, much like the original viral video. And I hope that people who come will laugh and also maybe cry and feel as if they've, you know, undertaken some sort of strange, comedic and rewarding journey, because that's certainly what it's been for both Jack and I. And also I think it's important to note too, that this is, you know, literally his fourth or fifth public appearance in the last 23 years. So Jack is a hermit who lives on top of a mountain and does not leave. So the fact that he's here in Toronto for one night only is a big deal. So I hope people can get the experience of coming out and meeting Jack Redney.